The war in Iraq was much on the minds of U.S. senators as they deliberated the confirmation of Condoleezza Rice as Secretary of State this week. 13 senators voted against her. That's more than voted against any nominee for the post since 1825. Leading the opposition was California Democrat Barbara Boxer, who aggressively questioned Rice during her confirmation hearings.
I personally believe, this is my personal view, that your loyalty to the mission you were given to sell this war overwhelmed your respect for the truth.
Republicans labeled this a personal partisan attack. Barbara Boxer's outspokenness in the opening weeks of the 109th Congress has brought her new prominence and harsh criticism. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
If you've been watching the Senate proceedings on C-SPAN this month, you've been seeing a lot of Barbara Boxer. Early in January, she single-handedly forced a debate over the fairness of the Ohio vote in November's presidential election.
Why did voters in poor and predominantly African-American communities have disproportionately long waits? Why in Franklin County did election officials use only 2,798 machines when they needed 5,000?
In the past 2 weeks, Boxer has been in the spotlight again as the leading Democratic voice against new Secretary of State Rice. Boxer says the response to all this has been an overwhelming barrage of letters, emails, and flowers.
I'm trying to figure it out because what I did at the hearing was exactly what my job calls for, to ask the hard and tough questions to someone who's about to take over a very important position in a time of war. A war that she actually helped to sell to the American people.
Boxer was first elected to the House in 1982. She was one of a group of women lawmakers who in 1991 marched across the Capitol to the Senate to oppose the nomination of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. She ran and won a seat in the Senate the next year. Last November, she was reelected to a third term by a 20-point margin over her Republican challenger, a margin she says has given her a lot more credibility.
If I had come out of a very close race and people would say, well, that's interesting, but Senator Boxer represents such a tiny majority of the voters in California. And now when they see I got almost 7 million votes and the press has said that it's more votes than any other senator in history ever got, period. It's as my kids would say, it's awesome.
There's very little political risk for her.
Jack Pitney is a political science professor at Claremont McKenna College in California. He says Boxer is in an enviable position for a politician.
She just handily won re-election, won't be up again for 6 more years, and that'll be in the middle of the next administration when the current controversies are going to be in ancient history. So there's very little potential for loss, and there's a lot of political gain for her. She becomes a national figure. She gets to articulate the Democratic position on the issues, and she gets to rally the troops at a time when Democratic morale might not be as high as Democrats would like.
Boxer came under sharp criticism from Republicans for the way she went after Rice and for linking her stance to a fundraising appeal for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. In an email, she told potential donors, quote, "In order to put the brakes on 4 more years of misdirection in Iraq and reckless policies at home, we need to elect more Democrats to the Senate." That prompted an outraged George Allen, a Republican from Virginia, to denounce Boxer on the Senate floor.
To try to solicit political contributions from such damaging rhetoric, in my view, is deplorable, it is dangerous, and it is disgusting.
Boxer is unapologetic.
It's kind of funny in a way. These are the guys who were selling pictures of the president talking on the phone in 9/11 and raising money from that. And then they're being critical of me for writing a little email to grassroots people asking them to send in $25. You know, really, give me a break, as they would say.
Boxer says she'll continue to be active on issues such as abortion rights, health care, and education. On other issues, she says, other Democrats will take starring roles. Boxer has always been as pugnacious as her name suggests. It's something she learned in childhood, she says, and is not going to change.
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and it was a place where you were told very clearly that, A, you had to be tough and strong, you know, because that's how people were then. My family always said that if I saw an injustice of any sort, I had an obligation to speak up. even if it was hard to do it. And I think it stuck.
Boxer disputes that she's taking stands against the Bush administration that other Democrats would like to but can't, nor does Boxer believe Democrats should be more like her. Those who feel the party needs to be more aggressive in a second Bush term, though, might disagree. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.